Welcome to C-Suite Radio.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Idly hey!
Welcome to another episode of The Brett Allen Show.
Prepare to be astonished!
A pop culture podcast. Join Brett weekly as he interviews your favorite celebrities from film, television,
I'm back in business, baby!
Comedy, and much more.
Inconceivable!
Plus, you never know who will stop by.
Dude, we are so gonna party!
Now, here is your host, Brett Allen.
It's another episode of The Brett Allen Show. Thanks for watching and listening. Today we are talking Star Trek Picard Season 2 and a lot of other amazing things. We're chatting with Adele Pomerenke about her current role on the show and her ballet, dancing, all the other amazing... You do a lot. Let's just be honest. Thanks for hanging out.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me. Yeah.
Well, this is huge. You made a big television debut in Season 2 of this show. A very important and iconic role. Let's talk about this. How exciting is it for you? I've been following you on social media too and watching your posts talking about being on the lot and just all the excitement that comes along with this. How does it feel to have been a part of this and to continue on with such great success? It has to feel amazing, I would imagine.
It does feel amazing. Definitely not where I thought it would ever end up being. It took a while for it to hit me. Even after it came out, I was like, is that really me? Am I really in this? I'm more than thankful and grateful for it. Just super cool. Like Star Trek, that's not where you think your big TV debut is going to be. You know, maybe like a Netflix original, but I was like, nope, right to Star Trek. I was like, okay, that's a big family, a big franchise, a big like historical just masterpiece to be a part of.
I'm telling you, if there has ever been a show that has stood the test of time, I mean, just the universe in general, it has been Star Trek. It's been around for literally for decades. And this, by far, I think is a lot of fun. It gives us an insight to part of that world, but we also get to see Picard again and all the people that come in and be a part of it. Now, you said something interesting that I want to ask you because, you know, you've done a lot of different things and this is a biggie for you. You know, you've obviously earned it and you've worked very hard to get here. Do you ever get to a place where you think to myself, you know, hey, I've kind of earned this a little bit. I mean, I've worked really hard. Have you been able to get to that place yet? Or are you still kind of like in awe a little bit? I know it's kind of a difficult question, but I'm very curious because it should be no surprise because you're very talented that you landed this show as one of your first because it's just a lot of fun and you get to play a really cool character, you know?
I think I go back and forth between the two. I think one minute I'll be like, you know, what's next? I need to keep moving forward and keep the momentum going because the hard worker in me and especially the ballet background, you keep going. You can always perfect something. You can always be better at it. And it's very humbling. But then I'll go to moments of being like, wow, I did it. I didn't just get my foot in the door. Like I'm in the room. Okay, cool. And then I can sit back and kind of relax and not feel like I have to hustle as much. Right now I'm kind of in the phase where I like go back and forth between the two, honestly. So I always say, I can't wait till I like rest in my career a little bit more. Like obviously I'm going to be really, really busy with it, but I'm not going to be busy constantly proving myself as much as I've had to up until this moment.
I mean, I've talked to a lot of different people on the show and even some folks who are what you would consider seasoned, you know, been at it for 20 or 30 years. And, you know, they kind of have that moment where they're like, although I have to still work hard, I don't feel like I have to prove myself. Because I think that's a lot of part of your job is proving yourself. I don't know so much on the ballet side of things. We'll talk about that here in just a couple of minutes. But yeah. I'm curious, like, you know, I think that's just kind of how it works. You know what I'm saying? Especially when you're starting out. And then all of a sudden you do have those moments where you can just kind of chill a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, this is huge. I mean, literally the sky is the limit, you know, at this point after this.
Or space.
Yes, or space. the stratosphere, the unknown. Yes, mm-hmm. That is very true. Well, you do have a background in ballet. So, again, before we go on, congrats on this. I'm excited to see what happens and how far this goes for you and all the other amazing things. But you do have a background in ballet and in dance. You're very well rounded in that regard. So where was the moment for you where you knew that acting was something that you wanted to take a swing at as far as doing that? Because you had been doing ballet for quite some time, from what I understand.
I was out of a contract for a season from a ballet company. And that's kind of a big deal as a dancer.
Yeah.
Not having a contract, not knowing where you're going in August when the summer vacation's over is a big deal. And I was supposed to go on some tour for some pilot that was like kind of like a live touring show kind of thing, dancing, singing, acting, you do all of the stuff, but it fell through last minute funding. Okay. That was my first experience learning that a lot of stuff doesn't happen in the industry. But then I decided, well, I'll get an agent and see if I can get some gigs dancing and music videos and this and that. And then I kind of ended up on set. I liked being on set, ended up getting mic'd up and learning about that. I was like, okay, this is fun, you know? And then I went on to do background work because I figured if I'm going to see if I can handle this,
yeah,
go to I don't want to say the bottom of the totem pole, but I mean, that is the foundation, right? So important background actors are.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm going to go be one of those because I hear they're not treated very well because they're not, unfortunately. And then, I mean, some sets do probably treat them really great though, but I went and did some background work and got pushed around like cattle, you know?
Yeah. Oh, I've done it before. Trust me. I know, you know, you just sit there and you don't know when you're going to get picked. If you're going to get picked, they might come in and take a look at people and say, you come with me, the rest of you stay here. Or they might go the opposite and say, we need a bunch of volunteers. And then the volunteers are the ones that don't get picked and just sit there all day eating chicken and rice through craft services while you're waiting to get picked.
Or the cheese puff balls.
The big, you know, the big about plastic bottles of the Utz cheese balls.
Where?
Yes, I know.
There's always those and Red Vines and really bad coffee and styrofoam cups.
Yes.
Great. So, and I just kind of paid attention to the whole thing, like what are people doing in all different facets of it. And I was like, okay, this is kind of like a big ballet, honestly. And I got interested in it. And when I did the movie Novitiate, I was a recurring featured character on it. And that was the first feature film I was ever in. Unfortunately, we didn't get credited for it. There was, but because of the funding, I guess, who knows, but I really fell in love with it there too. So it was probably in Nashville when I did some background work and then ended up doing some featured background work on a movie. And I said, you know, I want to try getting over there and doing that. And then I got some lines in a short film and it felt like home to me and I felt appreciated back. And I was like, I think I'm going to go for this while still doing ballet, of course, because, you know, can't give that up.
No. Do you still get a chance to practice and do that in the midst of all the busyness that you're a part of?
Yes. I make time for it every day. I did a class this morning. And then when I was on set for Picard, it was funny because COVID, it was over. And in the winter beforehand, we didn't do Nutcracker tour. And I was living in Anaheim before COVID lockdown, and then I moved back home. So I went back to Anaheim Ballet to do the Nutcracker tour, and I'm getting back in shape because we filmed at the end of the summer in August, and that's when you start going back to the studio and rehearsing. That's when we hear Nutcracker music as ballerinas in August, in case anybody's wondering.
Yes.
So Christmas music for us starts in August. And so I was actually doing bar on set in between like takes because I needed to get back in shape and I needed to get ready to do this tour right after we wrapped. So yeah, I made time for it and I still do.
That's great. How funny. I bet all of your cast members and everything were probably like, What is Adele doing? Is she stretching? What's going on? But that's cool though, because then it lets people in on the fact that what you do also.
Yeah. I was like stretching my leg or something because it was taking a while to move the camera around, and Michelle Hurd was like, "You're a dancer," and I was like, "Yeah." She was the only one that kind of called it out right away, I guess. I guess her sister's a dancer, so I was like, oh, "Okay, good. Now I don't feel as ridiculous," you know. I'm known for doing ballet on set, though. If I feel like the long days are getting me out of shape, I have no shame. I will just do something to get myself back into shape or stay in shape.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think it's great. You got to do what you got to do to keep things moving.
Yeah, man.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, this is a lot of fun. Star Trek, Picard, and all the other projects you've been a part of. One last question. You know, again, you've been doing a lot and you've been very busy either as a dancer or as an actor and performer. But was there ever a piece of advice that was given to you that sort of has sustained you, Adele, and kept you going in the midst of your career?
Yes. I used to have really bad FOMO, which is fear of missing out. And my dad looked at me one day and he was like, Marie, because my middle name is Marie. My father calls me Marie. And he's like, Marie, you are not going to miss out on the opportunities that are meant for you. It's impossible unless you are proactively avoiding them and making bad decisions with your life. You are not going to miss out on the opportunities that are meant for you.
Love it.
And that was like, ooh, okay. And he's been right, because there's been times where I've done 1,000 auditions and reached out to 1,000,000 different places and tried to get work. And then Picard came along without me really putting much, you know, effort into it. Somebody just saw that I was a hard worker and wanted to give me an opportunity. And I was like, okay, yeah. So that's the best advice.
I love it. Good words of wisdom to live by. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes I think in any sort of creative world, you know, we find ourselves being competitive and we're like, well, why did this person get this or this person get that? And I didn't. And really it's just, if it's meant to be for you, it will be, you know what I'm saying? And that has clearly proven itself well for you. Adele Pomerinke, I'm excited for people to see this. If they have not, what's next for you and all the other amazing things, maybe on tour with ballet. You have a lot going on. Thank you so much for hanging out with us today. I appreciate it.
Yes. And thank you for having me and waiting for me to show up on the screen. <It's all good.
laughs> No pressure at all.
That brings today's show to a close.
Doodly do.
Thanks for stopping by. If you enjoyed the episode, feel free to share it with a friend and subscribe. It's absolutely free. The views and opinions of the guests do not necessarily reflect those of the host.
Autobots, roll out.
Go home.